you were likely in that place of misalignment where you're like chasing after this thing. You're trying to make this money. You're trying to get this house. You're trying to do the things for your family or to your spouse. Like you're just trying to achieve the thing that you think you're supposed to achieve, the responsibilities you think you're supposed to hold. But there's this feeling that could be adrift or unfulfilled or restless or discontented or burned out. Not because you don't know what to do, but because you aren't being aligned with who you wish to be. Welcome to Evolve Leadership, the arena where high-achieving leaders are challenged to redefine their limits. My name is Angus Nelson. I grew up in the United States, and I now live in Lisbon, Portugal. I'm an executive coach, and I've spent my career advising and training leaders from startups to Fortune 500 companies. And here's what I've learned. An old, ineffective leadership framework will always keep you on a hamster wheel, consumed with work-life balance, burnout, and stress. Here on the show, each week, we'll help you rethink the path to achievement. We'll help you discover new principles, new philosophies to the modern leader. Look, the world is relentlessly changing, demanding a new era of leaders. It's time to redefine your limits. So enter the arena, my friend. It's time to evolve.
Welcome to the Evolve Leadership Show. My name is Tim McClagan. I'm the senior coach here at Evolve. And today we are going to be looking at the antidote for burnout. Angus is going to be talking about the number one weapon that you can use against feeling restless, unfulfilled, disconnected, and ultimately leading to that burnout. Now, in leadership, you've experienced this in one way or another where it feels like the check engine light of your soul is on. It might even be the company that you founded that you love, and yet it feels like a ball and chain. That check engine light is on. You know something is wrong, but you're not sure what. And whether it's your health is starting to have some issues, whether it's your marriage and your relationships are under some friction, or just even within the business itself, this anxiety is just kind of sitting there. And it's very, very normal within leadership. And so today we want to give you a little inside glance. Angus shares with a group of our members this weapon at how to be able to use it to reset, to refresh, to give us new passion, new vision, and really design a life that we love waking up to. So here is Angus talking about the antidote to burnout. Check it out.
We get what we expect. And so when you go into your day expecting a good day, you can create a good day. And we get to this place where we start living in our purpose. And your purpose for so many people is based on what you do. My purpose is to accomplish a thing. I'm going to get to the world, my thing. I'm going to make this money. I'm going to build so many water wells. I'm going to build these orphanages. I'm going to, you know, do all these miraculous things. And I would tell you, what if your purpose isn't about doing shit? What if your purpose is about being someone instead? Most people think that this specific reason why they're here walking this earth is in order to accomplish a thing. But what if that thing that you're working towards, which so many people do, they say, oh, your purpose is to do this thing. And then while you're doing it, it's not something that thrills you or excites you. It's not something that, you know, all of a sudden you achieve it early. And then what? I accomplished my purpose. Now I'm still breathing. I'm still living. Like, what do I do now? What if you actually never get to it? Do you feel like a failure? I thought my purpose was this, and I've never been able to accomplish it. So the context that we give purpose, I think, is defeating. It doesn't serve us. But what if purpose instead is like a resolve or a determination? And Mark Twain said this. He said, the two most important days in your life are the day you're born and the day you discover why. So what if you set your purpose not in order to do something, but in order to be something? So before this group, you were likely in that place of misalignment where you're like chasing after this thing. You're trying to make this money. You're trying to get this house. You're trying to do the things for your family or to your spouse. Like, you're just trying to achieve the thing that you think you're supposed to achieve, the responsibilities you think you're supposed to hold. But there's this feeling that could be adrift or unfulfilled or restless or discontented or burned out. Not because you don't know what to do, but because you aren't being aligned with who you wish to be. And this shifts you from a place of passivity, the state where you're just trying to like, I just want these doors to open. I want somebody to pick me. I want somebody to give me an opportunity. I want something from someone or something else. Instead, you shift in this place of an active state. The impact of living without a purpose creates more stress, more anxiety, more, you know, lack of performance because you're all like in your head. Your personal relationships can suffer. All this stuff is reduced life satisfaction. But Viktor Frankl, who said this, he said, when a person can't find a deep sense of meaning, they distract themselves with pleasure, which is why people get into, you know, going to the bar for dart night, going to the bowling alley, watching Sports Center, like doing all the things, you know, TikTok, swipe, 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 Instagram, woo, 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 like because they don't have the purpose. And it's, again, not because of what they're doing, but because of who they're being. And so when a leader gains clarity on his true purpose, outlining the kind of person he aspires to be, how he's going to show up for the world, suddenly you step into untapped potential, unwavering determination. You're in this place of this understanding, and that will propel you into accomplishing and achieving things you never otherwise would have been able to, because the focus is on who I'm becoming, who I'm being. And in my being, I can create. And so in that, suddenly you're in this place of character, a place of fostering resilience, a place of courage, audacity, confidence, tenacity to overcome whatever obstacle or thing that hinders your journey. So living in alignment with your purpose, it manifests improved health, well-being, performance, relationships, happiness, overall self-satisfaction. I'm a fit motherfucker. I'm going to be around for a long time. I'm going to be in the best shape of my life because it's the kind of person I show up as. So the things I put in my mouth are healthy. The things I do with my body are healthy. And I make choices that now get me the results of the person I wish to be. It's super powerful when you make this shift. Nietzsche said this. He said, if you're not familiar with Friedrich Nietzsche, he said, he who has a why to his purpose can bear almost any how. I told you before, it's not our responsibility to figure out the how. And ultimately, sometimes when we're walking into the thing that we're doing, sometimes we'll face resistance and headwinds. And I would tell you those things are actually there to serve you. They're there for you, not against you. Because they're shaping you into the person you quested to become. So when you're facing the things that feel hard, it's not like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Panic, scarcity, woo. It's like, no, what's the lesson to learn? What's the wisdom to gain? What's the profound opportunity I have in this moment? And what does this make possible? And so many leaders have transformed their lives and their world around them by finding and aligning with this purpose, who they wish to be. So we know this nerdy guy. I love to watch the old Microsoft launch videos from the early 80s. And you see Bill Gates and all of his nerdy friends on the stage, and they're playing some music, and they're all like, quack, 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 quack. Like, who are these people who are like conquering the world? And they're the most nerdy, geekiest people. And yet Bill Gates, who co-founded Microsoft, right? He shifted his focus from technology, right? Microsoft, 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 to philanthropy. Because he shifted and said, I want to be known for something different. I want to be someone different. And his identity was no longer enraptured in the doing, the work of Microsoft. It's working into making the world a better place, you know? And so he came up with the Gates Foundation.
Let me just pause for a second to say this. There is one trait that you will find in every successful leader, no matter their industry, no matter their role. And that trait is action. And we want to inspire ambitious leaders like you to bet on yourself and take action on those audacious goals that you see in your heart. That's why we created our 90-Day Accelerator. It's a results-driven, battle-tested framework designed specifically for high-performing leaders like you to get unstuck and propel you towards your goals. And in just 90 days, you won't even recognize a person you used to be. To be a part of this elite community, go to evolveleadership.org. Now, back to the show.
Let's talk about Keanu Reeves. He didn't want to be a superstar. He didn't want to be only known for, you know, being the actor. He's also a musician. He's a bass player. He's a really good bass player too. But even that wasn't it. He wanted to be known as someone that could be real, tangible. And as such, he's known as one of the most sincere and kind actors in the business. Despite his superstar status, besides the amount of money people pay him to be in a show. And his purpose seems to resolve and revolve around maintaining humility, regardless of the fame and success. This is when someone aligns themselves to, who do I want to be? And then what they create becomes a result of that. So I want to give you guys a couple of strategies about aligning to your purpose. As you're doing this work, as you're leaning into this 10-minute motivator, you're now at the stage in our program where you may go back to your 10-minute motivator in the morning. And you're like, this part needs to be upgraded. This needs to be more challenging. Because you're starting to see that the things when you started were for the guy who started. But now you're further ahead. You've matured. You've grown in this new understanding. You're like, wait a second. There's more. I can be more. And so upgrade that shit, right? So spend some time in self-reflection. Explore, like, what are the things of your passion, skills, values, experiences? What's the things you like to do that are physical? Like, I like to go for a walk. Me, right before this call, I'm trying to get in my steps for the day. And I grabbed a cigar and I went out to the park here. And it's about 1 mile if you go around the entire thing. Now, I didn't make it up the stairs to the other side, so I didn't make the complete mile. But I went all the way around. I get to the big fountains. I stopped there and I just kind of like took it all in. I just smoked my cigar. I didn't take headphones. I wasn't listening to a podcast. I wasn't listening to an audiobook. I just wanted to be in the moment. And I'll get my steps in. And I'm going to enjoy a good cigar. And I'm going to be present. Number two, visioning. Creating a compelling vision of your life, of what it looks like when you're aligned with your purpose. When I'm in peace, when I'm in presence, when I'm kind, when I've got character, when I've got, you know, these different things of my nature, start seeing yourself as that person, as that leader, which brings me to the third piece, which is alignment. Making choices in light of this alignment, right? Like, is the thing I'm doing right now matching with the kind of person I want to be right now? Is the thing I'm going to dive into, the time I'm going to give, the people I'm going to hang around, do they complement who I'm being? There are some people that maybe you need to like give less time to or no time to. Maybe there's some habits or routines that you do that you're like, this isn't serving me anymore. That big bowl of, well, okay. So for me, it's there's these little German sweet things that my daughter bought while she was here, my oldest daughter. Last Christmas. I'm not a candy person. I don't really have a sweet tooth. I do like chocolate. Give me a Snickers bar any time of the day. I'm a wolf it down. That's like my go-to. But I don't get into like Skittles. I don't get into like, you know, super sweet, you know, fruity, whatever. Except these fucking gummy things that are just phenomenal. And they're like sugar coated and whatever. And like, if you put a bag in front of me, I'm going to eat the whole thing. And I was doing it all last year. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to have a couple. I could not stop at a couple. And so I'm like, you know what? I don't buy those things anymore. You know, unless there's like a special treat, maybe we're having a movie night. Maybe I'll do that on once in a blue moon, but I'm not the kind of person who's going to shove that much sugar in my mouth anymore. I'm not going to do a big old bowl of ice cream.
I'm going to get a little coffee mug and I'm going to put a little bit in the coffee mug. And once it's done, it's done. Like finding ways that complement my goals is just a simple health choice of like, no, this is who I am. And there's other things. Who am I? How do I want to show up? And the fourth piece is emotion. What emotions light you up? What if every day you could resonate and recreate a certain kind of emotion? Joy, excitement, passion, drive, like whatever that, I don't know if drive's a passion, but something like that. Like what's that thing that makes you just like, oh man. And what if you let your purpose being, I want to recreate this in every person I come in contact with. You know, if you think back to your childhood or your teen years and capture the times that made you feel the most powerful in this emotion, or maybe you, you know, were the class clown and you made people laugh, or you made people feel joy, or maybe people feel seen, people feel heard, and then chose to recreate those emotions through your work or your nature. And suddenly you feel alive simply because this is who you are and you're being this person. So there's four things again: self-reflection, explore your passion, skills, and values. Two, visioning, seeing yourself as this person. Three, aligning your choices, your habits, behaviors. And four, your emotions, recreating the kinds of emotions on a daily basis of the things that make you feel alive. And this week, I want you to think about, dive into what you believe that purpose is. Like as things reveal, as things percolate, as things bubble up, you know what? This is the kind of person I'm going to be, the kind of entrepreneur I'm going to be. And understand this, life is never made unbearable by circumstances, but only by lack of meaning and purpose. So who must you become? This is your purpose, not a destination, but a determination.
As we wrap up another episode of Evolve Leadership, thank you so much for taking time to invest in you. If there's to be any sustainable growth in your company or even in your relationships, you must grow first. And it's what I love to do for leaders, to help them grow, to challenge their thinking, sharpen self-awareness, to instill an unshakable confidence, and ultimately upgrade their sense of self. And we do this through our proprietary method called Agile EQ Plus, where we're leveraging agile leadership and emotional intelligence. We provide our signature training for individuals, and for businesses, we've designed a unique curriculum for company-wide learning and development. If you'd like to learn more about our training or to schedule a call, you can simply go to evolveleadership.org. And until next time, stay driven, keep climbing, and never stop evolving.